I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And once again, we're here as live as it can be when it's recorded. At any rate, yes. And we have several things to talk about, several new things that are going to be very cool. Not the least of which is that my camera is now positioned at such a point that it is looking straight into my eyes. Yes. I've developed a weird and geeky stand for the camera that allows me to look right into my computer screen and see the camera at the same time, which is odd. And it means I can read the computer screen except for the fact that the camera's in the way. So it's kind of like, what? At any rate. But it works well for doing the netcast. So what are you going to do? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Also, by having the camera up there a little higher, we only get the top of the microphone here. You know, last week it was kind of like, microphone. You know, right in your face. Your face, not my face. It's the same to me because it's in the same location. But the camera was just so low that I was getting a shot of the microphone. I know you probably don't care, but that's okay. There's something for everyone here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Those that care and those that don't. Yes. Okay. Also, I want to do a demo today of something rather odd. Let me do something here. Don't be too shocked by what you're about to hear. This is music. It's not playing. Probably because I unplugged it. My phone has the weird capability of cutting itself off when you unplug an earplug from the phone. That's probably a feature. Don't know why. Let me start the music back. So there you go. That is, let me get rid of the shiny. That is Amazon Music Player playing Petra. It's one of my favorite groups. And this device right here is a weird and geeky device, which I will now plug in. It got quiet. Now, if I turn on this FM radio, you're going, what are you doing, Dr. Bill? I have now turned on the FM radio. Okay? And you will hear that it is playing static until I press the button on this device. You see what it's doing, people? It's playing music. I'll turn it to where it actually, you can see the shiny buttons and lights. It's playing music from the phone through the device. Let me get back over here where it's near the camera. Through the device into the radio. Okay, let me turn this off. You're going, what? Okay, let me get everything turned off so we won't be interrupted here. That's good. All right, and we'll talk about the little device. Okay, I will turn it off. I don't know if you can see the lights there. Turned it off. Okay, this little device I got off Amazon. Okay, Amazon.com. You won't believe this, but this device cost $1.95. And yes, it is very cheap. You can tell by the build quality that it is quite cheap. Those are two AAA batteries. Okay? And it's mind-bogglingly inexpensively made. As a matter of fact, that was set on the... There's four preset radio frequencies that it can be set to. This was set on 106.7. Now, the radio picked it up on 106.8. So it's not very accurate. This is one of those electronic radios that dial in on the exact frequency. So it really is 106.8. But anyway, it's got 106.7, which really isn't, 107.1, 107.5, and 107.9. A limited number, I'll admit. There are some online that will allow you to dial in the whole spectrum of FM. But the cool thing about this is, as you might imagine, is that I could take my phone, I could play internet radio on my phone, plug this in, and play it in my car on the car radio. How completely geeky and cool is that? I'm just saying. So anyway, I know a lot of you are going, Dr. Bill, why do I even care? Because it's geeky and cool. Okay. That's what Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is about, is geeky coolness. Yes. So you saw it here first, and you saw it actually work. Yes. For $1.95. I mean, come on. Now, you may ask, some of you I'm sure are going, I really don't care. But some of you may ask, what is it really called, Dr. Bill? It's called the GT Max 3.5mm FM transmitter car kit for Boost Mobile Samsung Galaxy Prevail. I think they just threw every kind of imaginable phone vendor at the end there. They probably would have kept going Verizon, blah, 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 you know. But they ran out of space on their headline. Anyway, the big thing is it's the GT Max FM transmitter car kit. Okay? It is, it says here in the technical details, brand new non-OEM. I don't care. Play your MP3 songs through the car FM radio. Simply plug in the FM transmitter 3.5 adapter into your MP3 player headset slot. More technical details. And when you click that, it has no additional information. So that's interesting. The reviews. Once you hear the reviews, you will wonder why I ordered it. Okay? Listen to these reviews. The transmitter is very cheaply constructed plastic. It's hard to synchronize one of the four radio frequencies, at least where I am. Out of the four frequencies, only the first one works. With annoying background noise, do not buy this item. The next one. Does the job cheaply, but that's how it's made. Cheaply. Works as described. You should know that when you buy one of these, the audio will only be FM quality. Okay, it's an FM device. What? Also, pops and hisses are heard when the cord is even slightly jostled. Cord from power plug doesn't attach very firmly. Easy to pull out. Oh, I forget to mention the power plug. It does come with a car lighter power thing, which plugs in. And they're saying that it comes out very easily. I'm sure it does. The next one, cheap hunk of junk. Do not buy this. It's poorly made. The car adapter didn't work. It worked with the batteries, but only works on four radio stations. You get what you pay for. Yes, you do. You say, Dr. Bill, you read all that and you still ordered it? Yes, because it was $1.95. I can blow $1.95 and not even breathe hard. So I thought, why not? You know what I'm saying? And as you just heard, it worked. Aha! So, the secret, of course, the secret sauce, is that FM transmitters basically come on a chip these days, so it's only the cost of that chip. And then they surround it with some really, really cheap plastic. And that's it. So, but I thought that was pretty cool. Okay? And it did work. You know, so what's the deal? I like doing things like that. Ooh, I clicked on the wrong thing on my computer. Sorry about that. You probably didn't even know, but I did. Okay. Next item. That wasn't even an item. It wasn't on the blog, but I just did it for fun. So, first item then. On, of course, the blog, which is drbill.tv, drpill.tv. I forgot to spell it out, but I just remembered, so I did. So there you go. Okay, this first item is that the Ender's Game trailer is out. Now, Ender's Game is a book written by an author, Orson Scott Card. Now, Orson Scott Card is a Greensboro, North Carolina native. Yes. So, I thought it was cool that we had a science fiction author right here in good old North Carolina, right in the Piedmont Triad, Greensboro specifically. And Ender's Game even mentions Greensboro. That's where Ender and his brother and sister are from, is Greensboro, which is weird and cool. And reading about Greensboro in a science fiction book was very cool to me. I don't know, it was just fun, okay? Anyway, so I really liked Ender's Game and all the other Ender's books. And there are quite a few. And they're cool. So, I'm pretty jazzed about the movie. I wonder how well the movie will stick with the book. But I know that Orson Scott Card was very involved in the making of the movie, you know, in terms of being the consultant and all that. So I'm hoping it will be cool. And the trailer that I have a link to here, actually I have it embedded in the blog, looks pretty good. I mean, you've got Han Solo as the general. Okay, I know. It's not Han Solo. It is the guy that plays Han Solo, whose name just escaped my brain. I'm looking right at his face. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford. Fortunately, my wife's brain does work. And she told me Harrison Ford. I would not have gotten it because I'm sitting here just completely blank. But there you go. So, Harrison Ford, looking very old, gray, and grizzled, with many scars and puffiness to his face. It really doesn't look good, but he makes a good general. He looks like the general, however the general might look. So, cool. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this movie. And this movie, I'm hoping it's good. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the books. So if nothing else, read the books. Okay, but the movie looks like it's going to be good. All right, more, next item here, more reasons not to use Internet Explorer. Like you need more. There are. The main reason not to use Internet Explorer, of course, is my rant, which has been a serial rant over many netcasts, that Internet Explorer version 10 does not support WebM video when sourced from the cloud. To which I still say to Microsoft, it's the truth. IE10 sucks, okay? And it doesn't adhere to web standards, just like every other Internet Explorer has never adhered to web standards. People had to rewrite whole websites to include code that made it where when Internet Explorer hit the site, it wouldn't be completely squirrely. How bad is that? Well, it's bad. Yes. And so, but the reason, current reason, best current reason, not to use Internet Explorer is the fact that there are tons of security vulnerabilities. It's kind of like if you want to get infected on the internet, use Internet Explorer. Because you will. Okay? So Microsoft, in the Patch Tuesday for May this month, this month's Patch Tuesday will fix two critical, critical flaws in Internet Explorer. My fix, of course you should download, you know, the patches and do those. But my fix would be just don't even click on the big blue E, which is hard to say. The big blue E. Don't do it. Use a real web browser like Google Chrome or Firefox. Come on, folks. Or even Opera. All of which, by the way, Chrome, Firefox, and Opera, all support WebM video through the cloud-sourced places that it can come from, like my blog, unlike Internet Explorer 10. Yeesh. I even put a little thing here on the blog that says specifically, since Internet Explorer 10 does not properly support HTML5 and cloud computing sourced video, be sure to go to our individual video post and click on the streaming M4V icon to view our Dr. Bill TV show or switch to a real browser. You know, that rant just won't stop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was really ticked off over that. So, there you go. Also, I do want to mention, this reminded me as I was scrolling around on the website and saw this big ad. I need to remind you that you need to listen to us on Stitcher, radio on demand. We are now on Stitcher with all of our shows. How cool is that? So you can tune us in on Stitcher. And of course, Stitcher has clients for, you know, you can download for your phone, for your iPad and your iPod and your this, that, and the other, and your TV and your Roku and your everything has Stitcher available. So cool. There's even a Stitcher plug-in for Chrome. How's that for wild? So anyway, Stitcher. Listen to Stitcher. You'll also note that this week we have no actual sponsors. Now, that's not because I ticked off GoToMeeting last week. No, it's just that they're taking a brief hiatus from all of their advertising via Tech Podcast 2 weeks. This week and next week, they won't be advertising through Tech Podcast podcasts. So, that's okay. They can do that. They're the sponsor. So I don't know the rationale behind these things. Maybe it has to do with the time of year and people going on vacation. I don't know. But they do these things, you know? So there. So we have no, yes, we have no sponsors this week. Of course, if you want to click on the Roku ad, that would be nice. Click on the Roku ad on the website, drbill.tv, and go buy yourself a Roku. Particularly Roku 3. They're pretty cool. I have so far resisted buying one, but it probably won't be long. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, next item. Logitech is coming out with a new webcam. Now, I am currently, what I'm using right here to video this very netcast is the Logitech 920, okay, the C920, and it is awesome, as you can see. Well, they're coming out with a newer, cooler one, and the newer, cooler one will be called the C930E, okay, and it's going to have digital pan, tilt, and zoom. It will support the H.264 SVC and UVC 1.5 video encoding standards. It will, like this 920, do all of the processing of the video internal to the camera, which takes the load off of your PC. And it is, of course, 1080p high definition goodness. So pretty cool that the Logitech C930E will be out soon. This is an advanced notice of the fact that it's coming. Yes. Okay. Next item. Windows 8. A Microsoft product. Is it the new Coke? What? Yes, apparently this week many people were comparing Windows 8 to the new Coke. Now, if you remember the new Coke, which, by the way, I have before me a can of Diet Pepsi. It is empty, but I have it. I'm not drinking that much Coke anymore. It's too much sugar. But back in the day, back in the 80s, when Coke came out with new Coke, and said they were retiring the old original Coke, I panicked because I was a big Coke drinker. So I went out and immediately hoarded tons of old Coke. Yes, somewhere in a drawer, I still have a can of the original Coke because I thought it was going to be a collector's item. Anyway. But Coke fortunately came to its senses because so many people tried the new Coke and it blah, blah, blah. Basically, new Coke tasted like Pepsi, which is, there's nothing wrong with Pepsi, as you know. I drink Diet Pepsi, so I'm good with that. But Coke should taste like Coke, you know what I mean? So anyway, it was a big hoo-ha over that. And I was one of those hoo-haing. So I was kind of freaked out over that. Well, anyway, a lot of people were saying that as big of a fiasco as that was for Coke, Windows 8 may be just that big a fiasco for Microsoft. Yes, because the new Windows 8 interface, sorry, it's like the new Coke. Nobody wants it. Okay? And so, Windows is going to put the start button back into Windows 8 with Windows 8.1. All right? So a lot of people are saying they're basically doing what Coke did when they brought back the old Coke from the new Coke. And so Microsoft executive Frank Shaw said, well, that's not fair. He says, our operating system is not a soft drink. And that's why he's a vice president. I think he misses the point. The point is, Coke brought out something nobody wanted. Then they took it back. Microsoft brought out something nobody wanted. Then they took it back. There you go. Okay. So, what? Oh! Thank you, Fred, for waking me up again with the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week. That was the Geek Software of the Week drum roll, by the way, which warns us. Yeah, kind of. It's more of a shock to the system, but anyway. It tells us that there is a Geek Software of the Week, and the Geek Software of the Week this week is GPUZ. And no, that's not an anime superhero. GPUZ. You'd think it is, but it's not. No, it's a tiny little program that you can run that's absolutely free that will show you tons of information about your video card and its capabilities and its power and what chipset it's built on and what drivers it has. And you can do a backup of your GPU BIOS and you can do all kinds of things with this utility. It's pretty cool. I downloaded it. I installed it. I know, shock. And I tried it, and it worked great. You can choose to install it, like really install it like software, or you could just run it as a standalone program, which is what I did because I know what I have in my PC. I put it there when I built my PC, so I know the video card. But see, you may not know what video card you're running, particularly if it's built into your motherboard or something. And so this utility is handy for that. See? Cool. So anyway, that's pretty much the netcast for this week. Short and to the point. And you gotta admit, this is a cool little dealie for practically no money. I mean, these days, think about it in terms of inflation. $1.95 these days is like a dime. You know what I'm saying? I mean, practically nothing that this cost. And yet it worked. I mean, come on, that's pretty cool. So, fun to play with. I'm going to take it out to the car and try it there. I did notice something about it when I was playing with it here, sitting here at the old desk. And that is that I'm messing with my phone. I have something stuck in my phone. There we go. So, the phone here. I noticed that when I had it plugged in and I was playing it, that if I got it close to the radio, it had plenty of bars. You know what I'm saying? Lots of power. But all I had to do was move it away just a little bit, and the bars immediately dropped off. So, I think that this probably doesn't broadcast very far. That's what I'm saying. So, you may like have to set it on top of your dashboard in your car to get it to work with your radio. But we'll see. I'll go play with it and find out. I think it's going to be cool. So, but $1.95. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, fun with the doctor and his geekiness. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.